This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Happy Labor Day, a holiday to pay tribute to the contributions American workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. That according to the Department of Labor. As for worker plants, well, let me tell you who to salute and possibly select for your own gardens. Topping the list is Echinacea, also called coneflower. I have a few varieties that deliver over and over in heat, in cool weather, in rain, in shine, and for a lengthy time. Pollinators love them. Pictures are on GardenBite.com. I will warn you that some of the cultivars are less hardy than others. I stick to tried and true, those that have been vetted for a few years. Daylilies. There is, of course, the ever-present orange daylily that's actually invasive, but there are also a bazillion other cultivars that offer varied heights, bloom times, and colors to astound you. I have some spectacular specimens on GardenBite.com. These need to be divided every few years. Hens and chicks are some of my favorite little darlings among my limestone rock. This plant is a giver. If you have a spot in your garden that you just need to cover up, get seed them. The ground cover choices are tremendous. As for a couple of annuals that will kick butt, zinnias come up right away from seed. You'll love this heat, drought, and disease-resistant beauty. For big and beautiful, cosmos offer a tall, airy delight from summer to fall, and they'll grow from seed too. Check out all these lovelies on my website and tell me what your favorite outperformer plant is. Check out Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.